Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, man. Hour number two, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. It's Mike Bell with Chris Turtle Thomas in for Carl. Carl had off yesterday. Yesterday, by the way, Day-Day, Mike, our producers are laughing at me on Wednesday. I'm like, well, Conte's not listening, right? He's on the road with United. I was like, I really should look at the schedule. I didn't realize that it was Juneteenth was a company holiday. So as the commemoration of Juneteenth, like most guys in my neighborhood, we play golf. So we're down there on the golf course. Give a shout-out, by the way, to Isaac and to Terrence, two big listeners. Met them on the golf course playing Canongate yesterday. By the way, real quick sidebar, Chris, I'll mention more of this in Guy Talk. You see a line of showers coming. The four old farts, two groups ahead, pick up the pace. We could get 18 in if you guys just move. Pick up 5-foot putt. That's good. It's par. Pick it up. We got 16 in, and then the friggin' tsunami rolled through that. Basically, that line of showers that hit Metro Atlanta yesterday.
Well, to quote you, I hope your anger management training kicked in.
No, there were three young guys ahead of us that were really cool, and we were talking to those guys, and they're like, these old farts. Like, I know. I'm like, if somebody would pick up the pace. I'm not afraid to shout to the group ahead, especially when the tee boxes are within, you know, shouting distance. Anyway, thanks to Alex Anthopoulos. A lot of guys lighting us up on the text line. Can't read all the text, but we do appreciate your feedback at 404-726-0929. We will open up the phone lines, guys, next segment. Do you believe, in the words of Morpheus, do you believe now, Trinity, when it comes to your Braves? As you know, you and I were just chatting. Real quick, Chris, I say it all the time, and I don't think that some fans, not everyone gets it. Some folks out there today can read between the lines. There's a lot of folks that are very literal now, and they don't get the translation. I think Alex kind of told you guys, if you listened and you really picked it up, that he does, you know, work with some constraints. He doesn't have an unlimited budget. I think we all know that. And I'm not demanding that he have a budget like the Mets. That's not the point. I just wanted to be in the arms race with the Phillies because I still think that's plausible and doable.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Mike. And then it was sort of doubled down on when I asked about adding to the bullpen, and it was a lot about how the faith is in there with the guys in the clubhouse. And I'm like, yeah, you can really use another late inning arm back there.
This is not the night shift. It's not 21. You know, and again, it's, you know, if AJ Minter was available, you know, I mean, like I said, everyone expected us to go bring back Minter. I mean, like, things have run their course. And again, apologize, guys. Jeremy hit us up on the text line. You forgot to ask about Kimbrel. Guys, there's so many things to ask about. We didn't get to ask about his relationship with Snicker because Alex expanded on a lot of the questions we did ask. And, you know, we do have to catch commercial breaks. Otherwise, we get yelled at. But we try to cover as many areas as we can. The Kimbrel thing, we didn't get to ask. But, yeah, that was kind of curious. But it's water under the bridge now. We'll ask you guys coming up next segment. Do you believe in the Braves now? Are you buying in after a sweep of the Mets, getting that magic, not magic number, but getting that number, I should say, in the wild card, down to 5.5, 10 behind the Mets in the East?
I think if you did get an answer on Kimbrel, it would have been dissatisfactory because I think it would have been very analytical.
Right.
I think it would have been, well, we looked at his metrics, we looked at his velocity and all this other stuff, and I think it just would have been like we just didn't feel like he had long-term viability.
No, and it's funny because one guy's, oh, you're kissing Alex's butt. But I just tell it like it is. In my mind, I think Alex has a cap he has to work under. You know, and he's not going to – that's about as specific as he was going to be about that. And if you listen, you can rewind it on the Odyssey app and just in between the lines. It's there. Hey, real quick, let's hit a little fourth and one.
It's time for fourth and one on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, man. Shedeur Sanders, we find out, cited twice this month up in the land for speeding. Earlier this week, it was 101 into 60 and apparently 91 into 65. I can't speak to this because I get a lot of tickets, and I know it's not cool. And if anyone has lost someone in a car, I'm not trying to be glib about it. It's just, you know, people buy cars that go fast to go fast. And if you're doing it on a highway and there's limited folks around and you know what you're doing, not everyone does. Look, it's just, it's dangerous. I'm just not going to get high and mighty on him. He's a young guy with a flash car or a flash ride. Either way, people are turning this into a federal case.
I'm just surprised knowing how media savvy his father is.
And how much scrutiny he's going to be under.
Knowing everything that's on the line, that there wasn't a conversation. And maybe there was.
Right.
But a conversation at some point between the two of them, like, hey, man, you need to be letter perfect in order to get this thing right.
Fair on. That's where you got to be.
And to do it not once but twice, it is what it is, Mike. What are you going to do?
If I had that coin, believe me, I would be in even more trouble than I am now. By the way, I've got a great attorney if he needs one. I've got Mark Jackson, not the point guard. I'm just telling you, this guy's money. He's the best lawyer money can buy here in Metro Atlanta. That's just me. For speeding tickets, you know. Everything else, you call our guys. Thank you. We have many personal injury attorneys on the station. If you get handcuffed, again, I'm familiar with that. I've got a guy. On that note, on to story number two, C.J. Mosley, five-time Pro Bowler, one of the best defenders. He's out at age 33, going to step away, was released by the Jets back in March, decides to retire.
Yeah, his career with the Jets is sort of like what Judon did here in Atlanta. Guy with a huge resume on the back of his football card before he came to his new team. They paid him a truckload of money. He had a couple of good seasons, and then he just hasn't been the same. Injuries have taken over, and Mike, he was on an awful team.
No, look, he was a stud for Alabama, for Nick Saban, in the heart of Nick Saban, winning natties, and great Raven, and not a good Jet. It just is what it is, but he steps away. Texans signed a cornerback, Damon Arnette. He was a former 19th overall pick in the 2020 draft. He's had legal issues, too.
Yeah, it's the guys that are top 15, 20 picks in the NFL get 3, 4, sometimes even more chances than that. We've seen it all the time.
Kyle Pitts will get in this league as well if he leaves us after
again,
this year.
And it doesn't even have to be with legal troubles. Look at a guy like Zach Wilson, who's on his third team in 5 years, number two overall pick.
Hey, man, Sean McVay, I thought it was pretty cool. We talked about this a few weeks ago in Guy Talk. Sean McVay is taking the Rams out to honor the first responders that dealt with those crazy fires in the state of Hawaii. So the Rams, imagine that. Mini camp in Hawaii. Says quality time together. Some guys say, you got a love affair with Sean McVay. Well, he is Marisone. I'm just saying, they do things at a great, great clip. They draft well. Sometimes they know when to be in or out for those free agencies. Sometimes it's F those picks. I just think that's an organization that we should emulate. And ironically, he learned from Thomas Dimitroff, Les Snead and company.
Yeah, Sean McVay just needs to sign a deal with Hall's Mike Bell, and he'll be good.
Hey, man, Travis Kelce says last year was not a success for me. Talks about returning, didn't want to go out. It's like, what's the line for the Matrix? Not like this. So he was pretty mediocre. And everybody talked about a curse with his girlfriend. No, it was a really pedestrian offense at times last year because Mahomes was getting sacked a lot and having a run for his life.
Yeah, and he got questioned about his physique. Is he in shape? Is he not?
He's got a dad bod.
Yeah, dad bod. It seems like this year he's coming in strong.
All right, man. There's your first and one right here brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check him out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Look at the players who just rolled in at Twin Peaks. What's up, Joe? Hey, man, 92.9 The Game. How you doing? Not sure if you're from out of town. We're a big deal around here. Hey, we're going to come back at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Going to talk to you guys. 404-726-0929. Braves sweep the Mets. Do you believe? Are you buying into the Braves that they can continue to turn this thing around? Take your phone calls on a Braves net.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Carl is off today, got the weekend off. Our man Chris Turtle Thomas, he is in for Carl today. Day-Day, the brains of the operation. We'll get some Yeah Man, No Man coming up. And our man G-Money keeping us on the air, having a very stressful day. Need a shot. Need two. You okay, baby? You in a good headspace? All right, man. It's hard. Hard being an engineer, man. He basically covers like four radio
stations. Well, I was just about to say, it's not like he's just with us here at 92.9 The Game. Yeah. If you listen to radio in Atlanta... Gordon is your engineer.
Chances are, he's. Matter of fact, I think he's keeping. You get the fish on the air as well. Blessed is the blood of the lamb. Anyway, it is Dukes and Bell hanging out here at Twin Peaks. Real quick, I'm going to go steak for just 1 second, and I'll get back to normal programming. I asked a simple question: do you believe in the Braves or don't you? Do you believe in the Braves after what just happened? If you were on the fence, are you now on the side? The worm has turned. As Mike so eloquently said to start the program, 404-726-0929. Are you buying the Braves or are you selling them? We'd like to hear from you. Your feedback. Please be interesting. Because if you suck, you'll be hung up on. Cha-cha.
And you can also check out your latest bacon cheeseburger review at Steak Shapiro.
Please, Chris. There's more to the Atlanta Eats than just cheeseburgers. How dare you? By the way, steak did go off the menu, by the way, on our Father's Day dinner at the Lazy.
No, stop it. Dog. Come on.
Bobby got some kind of deep-fried sushi thing. We're all like, what the hell is that?
Where'd and they
that
gave you guys such an extensive
I know,
menu.
I know. I had the trout. Trout was fantastic. But, yeah, and then Sandra asked me about it. I called in last week. Steak was still hot about it. What? Why are you bringing this up on the radio? So, anyway, in all seriousness, you're buying the Braves or not? Now, I know many of you, maybe you didn't call because you already do know you're buying the Braves. And I told you guys 3 weeks ago, Carl and I said it, Chris, keep the receipts when things were about as awful as they could be. You know, blowing that lead to the Diamondbacks, giving up 7 runs in the top of the ninth, and then going and getting swept by San Francisco with a bunch of errors and just, you know, a lack of clutch play. So that's, you know, that's where we're living, man. So I want to hear from you guys. By the way, watching the European Club Championships, the finals, these are it's going on. The finals are coming up next week. But we have two ladies that are big soccer fans right now, and they are rooting for, help me out here, it's FLA. What team is that?
Florida?
No, it's not Florida. They're playing Chelsea. Hey, ladies, what team is FLA? What's the other team? Flamenco. Yes, Flamenco. They are Latin fiery Latin soccer fans here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. And they'd love to meet you. Well, not you in the car, the other guy. But anyway, they were watching Chelsea taking on Flamenco, as we saw the other night. If you didn't see it last night, Lionel Messi just goes and does what Messi stuff is, what you pay to see. I was talking to our buddy Felipe Cardenas last night on social media, who covers soccer, and against Porto, Lionel Messi does one of his amazing, like, you know, bend it like Beckham or bend it like Messi goals.
Still can't beat Atlanta United, though.
On a free kick, yes. The MLS guys, they had this great idea. Oh, I know. We'll give you some extra Messi in the playoffs, and then we beat them in 2 out of 3 and ruin everything for MLS, and Apple gets no ratings last year.
And Messi gets a piece of the cut.
All right, so after my imploring the listeners in the voice of Steak Shapiro, Dominic, has anyone called? Who was their names? Let's go with Mr. Jones in the A. Hey, Mr. Jones, you're on 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
What's up, brothers, man? Hey, I'm confident in the Braves, man. Y'all know, as we've been doing for the longevity of the franchise, it don't really pop off until after All-Star Week.
Right.
So let's ride this good momentum we got. Don't be Debbie Downers. Let's don't ride this momentum into the playoffs. I mean, until after the All-Star Week. Right? When we come back to after the All-Star Week, let's revisit these questions again, and then let's see where we at. But right now, right, I'm talking, man.
Right on, baby.
Nah, as you should be after that sweep, man.
That's why we're asking the question, because if you listen to Carl and I mean, I just felt this team just doesn't have it because of the lack of clutch. Look, Alex spent 5 minutes talking about their lack of clutch.
Yes.
In our conversation. Inexplicable as it is for the guys that he said, look, I'm giving these guys money because I believe in them. He talked about almost 3 minutes just on Michael Harris alone, you know, who he gave him a guarantee. These are the guys that got to step up. And again, I was killing Matt Olson. I said it a few times yesterday, killing Matt Olson because he's got guaranteed money. And, well, they all do. It's baseball. But he's a guy who's got to be more clutch, and he has certainly stepped up. Two big doubles, the base-clearing double, just money. And that's more of that, brother. Let's go to Manny. He's on the north side. Hey, Manny. Hey, man, you're on 92.9 The Game. How you feeling about the Braves?
What's happening? Oh, no, that still sounds horrible.
Whoops.
I am buying the Braves, and I'm selling the stake. The Braves, I mean, it's going to be a long summer if not. I think Ozzie just got to get that bat going, and I think when Profar comes, we'll do a little bit better. Steak, I'm tired of hearing about all the family members over and over again, Bobby and the rest. I love you. I'm sure they're wonderful people. I'm just tired. Stop interrupting Sandra and all the callers, or your time is over, buddy.
Please, Manny, I'm going to hang up on you right now. Manny, please. That's too much. You've said too much. How dare you?
Well, Steaky, didn't you have about 15, 18-year-olds at your house the other night because your daughter was having a...
And what Manny doesn't understand, I've only got 2 hours to entertain Atlanta. Time is at a premium. So we got to move. Cha-cha.
Exactly.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Decatur where it's greater. Hey, man, you're in the game, baby. How you feeling about the Braves after that sweep of the Mets? Hey, man.
Hey, man, in the words of Steak, I'm selling. I'm selling right now. And, you know, I go by the data, man. I mean, they had a good series. They swept the Mets. I love it. You know, I'm just going to be a little Debbie Downer here and look at the data. I see them as a 500 ball club. You know, they got one good starting pitcher. Strider had one good start. We're all, you know, I think people are jumping to conclusions. It was one good series. Let's look at the totality of what we've seen so far. Not been great.
Well, hang on a second, and we'll let you finish. Can I combat your data with some data? Do you know that their expected win total right now is 39-35? So they're actually playing like a club that's 4 games over .500, according to the data. But they're just not executing on the field. But there's your data if you need some positive data.
But that's that expected stuff. Expected didn't happen.
No,
I'm not expecting
it. But if you want to look at the positive, Mike, they are supposed to be playing like a team who's 4 games over .500.
Right. Hey, one final word. Let's go to Gabriel in Sandy Springs. G-Money, what you got, man? Hey, man, you're buying the Braves.
Oh, hell yeah, Mike. That's a nickname of mine as well. But I got to say a couple things. First of all, Mike Bell, clear your throat as I'm pulling into my driveway at the end of the day. It makes my day every afternoon.
Thank you. Thank
a
you,
couple things. A couple things. This series and beyond, the multiple deep game starts for 3 Braves pitchers before the All-Star break, I think that's a positive indicator. And then and qualitatively, Matt Olson with a little bit of juice after that second double, a fist pump showing some emotion. Maybe he's that locker room guy that we're all looking for and needs to step up for the second half. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. And, again, being a loyal Dukes of Bill this year. I said it earlier in the program, same thing. And that's why, look, nothing against Matt. None of this is personal. You're getting paid big money. We expect big results. And that's when things are going south. And it's like it reminded me of, like, the 2015 Hawks. Who's taking that last shot? 5 guys all pointed at each other. You know, who's that dude? Who's the alpha? And you heard Alex Anthopoulos, if you missed Rewind on the Odyssey app, he kind of addressed that as well. Like he said sometimes it's overblown by the media. Who's that voice? But still, I think there has to be a runner on the ship.
Oh, my God, yeah, Mike. I mean, listen, with a 162-game season, you need levity, you need brevity. The guy that I always remember pointing back to since I've been here in Atlanta is Guillermo Heredia. He was the perfect guy that encapsulated that clubhouse leadership role with the swords, and he was always dapping everybody up after they would get a big hit. I don't see that this year. And ultimately, Mike, I think what it comes down to is it the chicken or the egg? Is it because you were losing, do you look downtrodden, or do you look downtrodden because you're losing?
Right. It's a great argument. I know we've talked about when things were going south, you know, the 0-7 start, getting to 500, then that tailspin. And as we said, just we were like, oh, no, it's a low. Okay, that's the new low, and that's the new low. The Diamondbacks seem like the new low, then getting swept by the Giants. But then to take on the Mets, and as the one caller, I think you know, two callers previous said, let's not start doing stuff to each other just yet because there's a long way to go and you've got to show that Strider has the ability to sustain what he did last night. And Tom Glavin pointed out on the broadcast on FanDuel to the good things in the right direction, the velocity being up there. And again, there's still things with that slider. I still don't think he knows where that slider is going half the time, but you saw some really good positives coming out of it. And the clutch thing, which you can't coach, that's there as well. And the Mets, guys, the other side of this, and this is one thing that Braves fans were saying on our text line, on social media to Carl and I when we were killing them after the Arizona game. The Mets have shown the ability to choke and gack it away. Last year, we were lucky to make the wild card. The Mets were just better than us last year, is what it is. This year, though, they're dealing with some unbelievable pitching injuries. And look how awful that bullpen was last night. And the starting pitching. Was it 9 walks when I fell asleep?
Here's the thing, Mike. I think there's a little bit too much Falconitis going on right now with the Atlanta Braves, meaning that we've been so quick to accentuate the negatives because it's worth accentuating, quite frankly. But when you have a positive like this, a 3-game sweep of your first-place division rival, it's okay to be happy about it. It's okay to celebrate it. You don't have to but everything about it. You can enjoy these wins.
So, as we said, a lot of guys, and Chris echoing the sentiments of a lot of our audience, when they said, you and Carl are coming too hard in the paint. Well, again, that Diamondbacks game had all of us pulling our hair out.
That was awful.
And by the way, we appreciate it. If you heard the conversation with our general manager, he listens. You know, I always joked around with Carl, like, these guys don't listen. Carl's like, they listen. And they do. And he does. And I think if you listen to that conversation, a lot of things we've talked about, you know, about how this thing is run, he just doesn't get the money that other teams get. We're not talking about the Mets. We're not talking about the Dodgers. We're talking about the Phillies. That's my benchmark. It's pretty simple. If he gets $50 more million a year in payroll, a lot of things which kept us out of going further don't happen. That's my 2 cents. Hey, man, we'll come back. Day-Day is raring to go. He's got some yeah, man, no, man. The Brazilian ladies are in the house representing from Rio de Janeiro, Flamenco. And ladies, we brought a stripper just for you. Here's Tinker. Tinker's in the house. Yes. Yes, he charges about $45 an hour, but for you, $40. Right, Tinker? All right, come on down. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, man. Watching soccer. Got our dudes over here. Chilling over here. Guys got sunglasses on indoors because they're cool like that. Not judging. Come on down. Join the party, man. Ice cold brew and shenanigans at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Tinker is tan, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, it's Friday. Nobody in here is working. Nobody's got that laptop up pretending to be doing stuff. Come on down. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Number one sports talk show in town is Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas filling in today. Nothing worse than being ready to go on the radio and do a segment and your food arrives. And Day-Day just got an order of shrimp, or as Jameis Winston would say, scrimp. So he got some scrimp skewers. So, I mean, that's going to get cold while you talk. I can talk for a minute, let you get another bite in.
Oh, no. They're piping hot, so I'm good.
All right, man. We're
give time to cool down.
Hey, man, a lot of feedback on our conversation with Alex Anthopoulos. We're going to talk to Brian McFadden next hour and Steve Coonan. Guys also asking us, what are the Hawks going to do? No earthly idea. Literally, don't know. Carl and I will be out there. Was it Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday night for the draft. Hey, more on the NBA Finals right now. It was time for Yeah, Man, No, Man.
All right, guys, we made it to the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody out there in the ATL. Real quick, you know, I always like to give out a just straight-up yeah, man, so I do want to give one to the Georgia Basketball Coaches Association. They're having their live period, one of two, this weekend. This gives all the high school teams, boys teams here in the state of Georgia, the opportunity to play together in front of college coaches and recruiters. So you'll have hundreds of teams and hundreds upon hundreds of college coaches and recruiters, actually probably thousands if I'm honest, up there at Lake Point. So congratulations to them on ever since they started this event some years ago.
Right.
It's been a success, and despite what's going on with the portal and NIL collegiately, it's not stopping these college coaches and recruiters from coming to Georgia to check out the talent. So,
and four of them will stay in state.
Yeah, there it is. Right. All right, guys, starting off with a little WNBA. Angel Reese, she's releasing merch that says, Me Bounds. All right, now this is in response to fans who believe her rebounding stats are padded by her own misses. Portions of the proceeds will go to her foundation fighting cyberbullying. But yeah, man, no, man, you're down for Me Bounds.
No, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. It's basically a shirt born of your inability to score, as Hubie Brown would say, the basketball. You know me, man. I understand, and I always preface this, you enjoy what you enjoy. I understand that you've got daughters playing youth sports. It builds confidence, and if they can get a scholarship and it helps them move on, fine. I can't watch it. It's like watching the NBA in slow motion. It's painful to me. Sorry, I don't expect you to watch Formula One with the intensity and passion that I watch it. Or you sit through rugby. Different strokes, and it makes the world go round. But, yeah, that Angel, those memes and some of those videos that have gone around a Day-Day where she's literally missing bunny after bunny after bunny, it's like almost watching, with all due respect, to Clint Capella lowlight.
No, you're not wrong, Mike. I mean, listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's why I don't mind it. She's capitalizing on her moment.
Right.
Because to Mike's point, I'm not sure if she's destined for a decade's worth of stardom in the WNBA. I think she'll be a pretty good player unless she – the ironic thing is, Day-Day and Mike.
She fastest to 500 points?
Is she going to be the fastest?
I don't know. I'm trying to act like I'm interested. Back to you, Chris.
No, but the thing is, I think, ironically enough, if she just focused on basketball, she'd be a lot better. Mm-hmm. But she has a very famous podcast. She has a clothing line. She has modeling contracts. She has all this other stuff that's taking away from her time. But at the same time, get it while you can, because in 6, 7, 8 years from now, if she doesn't significantly improve, she'll just be another player.
Yeah, and to your point, unfortunately, and maybe it's not an unfortunate statement, but with the WNBA and with it trying to draw more eyes, you almost need players to be, to your point, involved in some of these different things, but is it going to have, can you do it without it impacting your game
on
the court?
Everybody's building their brand. I got to tell you, ever since Sophie Cunningham stepped up for Caitlin Clark, I got a buddy, Big Ray. He's borderline stalker now on this Sophie Cunningham. I think, like a lot of guys, did a deep dive on her evolution. She played with a high school football team.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. And a very sexy enforcer in the WNBA.
And yeah. I told Mike this earlier before the show started. She has gained over 500,000 followers on social media since the incident involving Caitlin Clark.
Hmm.
From people supporting her and stepping up.
I need to go push Caitlin Clark or something.
But have you seen the memes? There's some of this stuff is so funny. Like, guys doing they have a girl keep missing. She misses like 10 rebounds.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's
yeah.
just absolute. I mean, it's funny, but sometimes, I mean, the self-awareness is probably the T-shirt a byproduct of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's maybe it's kind of her way of kind of making joke, you
right.
know, making light of herself.
Right.
All right. We've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks about Georgia landing some top recruits. Obviously, all eyes will be on whether or not they land another one next week. One of the top defensive players in the state and in the country. But Jared Curtis, who they, what was that, about 2 months ago committed. I found an interesting story today. I just wanted to see what you guys think. Could his arrival in Athens, if he does stick out his commit, could his arrival in Athens spell the departure of one or multiple quarterback currently in the quarterback room at Georgia?
Well,
yeah, man,
it.
No, man.
I'll say yeah, man. Guys, it's happening everywhere. It'll happen here. It was really cool. The Gunnar Stockton stuck it out. Carson Beck stuck it out. And, you know, how does, you know, Kirby, you know, manipulate or handle that landscape where guys are coming in like a turnstile? But as Carl and I have said, you know, sometimes when your teams are going to be so even, Chris, and the parity in college ball, you really may need that X-factor superstar quarterback. You know, and whether what happened with Fields, I think that's more about a limitation of the offensive coordinator at the time. We never maybe ever know. But I would think the way that now Georgia goes from having all the depth to where now you're fighting for all these guys in a dogfight with the Big Ten and other SEC schools, you got to have that rock star quarterback. And that rock star quarterback's got to know he's starting.
Right.
Or you lose him.
Here's a perfect example of what could happen. Let's say Bill Belichick does want to stick this thing out long term at North Carolina. Doesn't have a great year this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got our $20.5 million budget next year. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan Puglisi, what's it going to take for you to come to North Carolina to save my behind? There you go. And he's gone, just like that.
Right.
Right. We had the stuff that Pavia from Vanderbilt was saying. He was getting upwards of $4.5 million. And Lenora Sellers'
and
dad
Lenora
said it was $8 million.
Yeah, $8 million for him.
Which I think, even if it's half of that, it's still great for Lenora to stay with Shane Beamer and see it through.
Yeah. All right, one more, because it's the weekend. I want you guys to have a little more fun before we go to break.
Aye.
So, this next one, my 8-year-old, he's a swimmer. He's on the neighborhood swim team. They actually have very competitive swim meets with, like, 4 other neighborhoods.
Has he picked a discipline?
No, they just kind of put
they
him
just
in everything.
They just do whatever. He's not the master of the butterfly yet.
All right, okay. go do this. Yeah. Go do this. So, this weekend, tomorrow, they have this really large swim meet, apparently.
Okay.
And I don't want to go. So my wife just texts me and is like, arrival at the swim meet is 8 a.m.
Oh, man.
I just text her back. Is it okay if I skip this one? Yeah, man. No, man. I'm a bad dad for wanting to skip out on this meet.
Brother, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I did not have children. Conscious decision because I'm too immature. And I mean, I love kids, don't get me wrong, about 3 hours. I like Coach Little League. Get the hell out of here. But my friends, and I got a bunch that have kids, boys and girls, and the stuff that they've got to sit through, whether it's cheerleading, whether it's, you know, girls softball or boys track and field, and these guys are just bored out of their freaking minds. But you got to be a good dad, and you got to support. And sometimes if mom can't make it, it's on you. You got to be there.
Yeah.
So, no, you're just keeping it real. You don't want to be there because it's boring as hell.
It's so long. That's the problem.
It and doesn't
this one
end.
Is this one is like a bigger one than their normal. Their normal ones, we have to arrive like at 5, and like this last one because of the storm, because they decided they still want to try to wait through the storm.
Oh.
We didn't get home till like almost midnight.
Oh, the only thing I will say with my godson Anthony Jr. was just up in town. Some 92.9 listeners got to meet him with my cousin Tony the Mailman at Braves games. Going to watch his Little League games in Naples. It's Cougar Central.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of hot divorce chicks, and, you know, it's just, it's, it, it, there are benefits to going to some of youth sports events. Not if you're happily married, of course.
Two-parter, Day-Day. Father's Day was last weekend. Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much were you pampered?
Yeah, what'd you get?
I'm going to
What are you going to plead the fifth? Okay, so here's...
Did you get a set of socks?
No socks. I did get it. Well, it's not this watch. I got a band to change out on my
smartwatch. Okay, here's why I ask. Because if the answer was an 8 or above, too soon to try to leverage another play.
Gotcha.
But because it seems like we may be stocked down on how high this was, you may be able to try to cop this one out, my friend. And, yeah, and part B... How much is the stuff split between you and the wife in terms of child responsibility?
I will say probably she carries a good portion of the load, especially when it comes down to, like, keeping up with appointments and school-related things. But
okay, so set your alarm for 7 a.m. because that's when you're going to have to wake up, get the kids ready, get them breakfast, and you'll be out the door.
Ah, Chris, you're no fun. Thanks.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. And even where I live, you know, people, I got to – a lot of my kids in my neighborhood, they go to Northgate High School. Some guys go to Woodward, but it just or some and other parts of our neighborhood are down the street. They go to East Coweta, and some are like McIntosh. It's not a great high school programs, but I mean, all my friends that are dads, we talk on the golf course. It's just tedious.
It's a lot.
And
it's a lot.
Again, swim meets. It's you've seen one, you've seen them all. Yeah. You know,
it is a lot. I will say, all jokes aside.
Right.
At the end of the day, you enjoy it. It's what you signed up for once you had kids. But I tell you, boy, these swim meets can be brutal.
See, now, did you coach? Did you do youth sports?
Yeah, I used to coach.
My father, he coached every team I ever played on.
Right.
You know, football, baseball. Yeah. And I was a terrible basketball player. My father, he knew the limitations were pretty obvious. But it just, that's, my dad, he loved it. Now, in hindsight, I think it was more to get away from my mom. But it was, but I will say this, though, I mean, I know the connection we just talked about last week on Father's Day, Carl and I, about mothers and sons or daughters and fathers. You know, it could be a grandmother. It depends on how your family dynamic played out.
Right.
But my kid brother did not have that sports thing with my dad. My kid brother, he just wasn't a great athlete.
Right.
And so it was just kind of, you know, it was, you and dad, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to tell you, I was on travel team. Sorry. You know, I'm sorry. You know, you'd be in the outfield facing the other side, looking at the other infield.
Right. You know. All right, guys. Happy Friday.
I'm just saying.
You're right. Guys. Happy
hey, by
Friday.
The way, G Money is, again, a guy's background in music and working at a radio station. His son's a great DJ. So sometimes it doesn't always have to be athletics. It could just be in the entertainment. Because G Money's son has got gigs all over town now.
Yeah, my 12-year-old, happy early birthday. He'll turn 13 tomorrow. He was the one that came to the our Father's Day dinner. But he's more into gaming and comics and, you know, all that kind of stuff, anime.
Right. I told the story real quick. And Chris has heard it, so I'll move it along. As my wife says, levity and brevity, move it along. When I coached Little League, I was like Gordon Bombay. I stole a company vehicle. We took it down to the Keys. Oh, we didn't steal. It just was unauthorized. And the boss made me coach his kid's team because it was a stepson. So he's like, you coach my kid's team. It's Miami Lakes. And so I had this, you know, typical, like, you know, Cuban father. Like, how do you make up your lineups? I'm like, well, only the single mom's kids get to start. And that went right over that dude. And I'm like, and I had to tell the guy, your kid hates being here. He's a musician. Anytime there's a break in the action, he's, you know, playing with his clarinet. And that, imagine how that went. Just saying, it doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything.
Yeah,
your kid
it
digs
really
it.
Can.
You might be the rock star at. On that note, that's a great job with Yeah Man, No Man from Day Day. Coming up next, guys, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, we're going to talk to our man, Brian McFadden. B-Mac, get his take on Aaron. By the way, is Aaron Rodgers really married? Nobody really knows. I'm not sure B knows either. We'll talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.